Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of Saints Philip and James, and if I have a chance at the end of the program, I'll share a couple of facts about Philip and James that might be interesting to you. But I want to make sure that we get in the readings most of all. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved. Look at that. This is the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. In other words, the foundation of your life is on the truth. It's based on the truth. Is it? Is the question. But that's what he's saying, is their lives are based on the truth because they're based on the truth of the Word of God. Through it, you are also being saved if you hold fast to the word I preached to you. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you. Do we read the scriptures daily? Are we living our lives by them? Are we using the word as part of our examination of conscience before the sacrament of reconciliation? Are we living it? Paul says, through it, that is through the gospel, you are also being saved if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Know how often we say, oh, it just goes in one ear and out the other. We don't allow the word to have power. We don't allow the word to rest in us. We don't allow the word to take root in us and to shape our thinking and to shape our vision. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. As Paul was an enemy of the gospel, and he experienced that revelation of God to him, that was sheer mercy. To then Saul, that was sheer mercy. Brothers and sisters, God is always holding out grace-filled moments to us. The Eucharist is the main transmitter, in a sense. But the word is filled with truth, truth that brings that word you're reading on paper, it brings it alive in your heart. It becomes, in a sense, enfleshed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't read the Bible like you read anything else. Don't just skim it. Read every verse, and I think I've said this to you before, if possible, read it out loud, because then you're hearing the word through two senses, whether it be both hearing and seeing. And it's important because when we operate through one sense, we often don't get the complete picture. We really don't. Because why? Because we're distracted. We're trying to do two things or three things at once. When you read the word, give that time to God fully, because God wants to impart to you wisdom, courage if you need it, hope if you need it, faith, whatever you need, he desires to impart to you through his word. Listen and heed. Go back a verse or two here. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep, some have died. After that, he appeared to James and then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has so much he desires to give us. He has so much that he wants to pour out upon us. But if we ignore or we walk away or we procrastinate or whatever it is we do that puts prayer time in our daily life at least in last place, and maybe we skip it. Don't skip reading the Word of God. Don't skip the time of giving God praise and thanksgiving for his goodness to you. Every day, even when you're going through hard struggles, remember the things that God has done for you and thank him, continue to thank him. It will build your faith. And you can wait on God's timing. Hard as that may be, you can wait on God's time because you know God is faithful. You know God hears every word you pray. Everything you think, he knows. Trust him. Draw near to him. Take from him in the word. Take from him the food that he wishes to give you, to strengthen you and bring you to full health in Christ. Psalm 19, their message goes out through all the earth. A message went out through all the earth for you and for me. It's true. The message went out through all the earth for you and for me. Do you heed it? Do you listen to it? Do you thank God for it? Do you thank those people down through the centuries who have carried on the word and brought it to the next generation so that you could hear it? Call upon the saints. Thank them for what they've done for you. Ask them to pray for you before the throne of God, that you too might receive the word more deeply in your hearts, that you might imbibe the Holy Spirit, that you may be a living light in the church and among the people of God throughout the world. That's what God wants of you. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 6 to 14. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Do you wonder why we always end every prayer with, "through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord"? Because everything, as the Father ordained it, everything comes to us through Jesus. "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on you do know him and have seen him." And Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name," that means according to my will. You call on someone's name, you use someone's name because you know they agree with you when you're making a petition. "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name," meaning according to God's will, "I will do it." Brothers and sisters, we just say, "Well, yeah, maybe that's nice. That's a nice way of phrasing things," but it's not true. I've asked God for a lot of things, and God hasn't done them for me, so that's not true. Brothers and sisters, he says, "Whatever you ask in my name," which means according to my will. Seek him. Seek his will. It will be the best thing that ever happened to you. But we say, "But I want this." But what you want is happiness and peace and joy and confidence and hope. That comes through Jesus Christ when we willingly give ourselves to him. Please do so, brothers and sisters. Please, please open your heart. Open your heart to him. He has so much to give you, more than you could even imagine he desires to give you. Brothers and sisters, I said at the beginning of the program that if I had an opportunity, I might say something to you about the Feast of the Saints Philip and James. Magnificat magazine, as it usually does, an outstanding summary, and I just want to share it with you. Philip and James the Lesser have shared a feast since ancient times. Just as they shared the patronage of an ancient Roman basilica, now called the Church of the 12 Apostles. James was a brother in quotation marks, or cousin of Jesus. So Philip is somehow actually related by blood, in the human sense, to Jesus, and is said to be one of the three pillars of the Jerusalem church mentioned by Paul. Check out Galatians 2, verse 9. He is said to be one of the three pillars of Jerusalem. At the church's first ecumenical council in Jerusalem, James followed Peter's lead, summarizing the council's decision with an inspired reading of Scripture. It is believed that James was martyred. He was martyred in the year 61. Brothers and sisters, when you want your faith to grow, when you're hoping that your faith will grow, when you're asking God to increase your faith, ask the prayer of these men and women who've gone before us. Ask Philip, ask James to pray for you. Certainly ask Jesus, the Lord God of heaven and earth. Certainly ask him. Ask the Father of all to pray for you. But ask these saints. They've gone before you. They know what it's like. They experienced everything that you did. Psalm 19 today says their message goes out through all the earth, through all the earth. Brothers and sisters, why is it that we don't think of all those who have gone before us as our family? Because that's what they are. We talk about grandparents and great-grandparents who have died. We talk about cousins. We talk about other relatives, friends, aunts, uncles, godparents. We all talk about those who have gone before us. But there are literally millions of true Christians, many of whom died for the faith, who have gone before you. It's part of your family. Call upon them. Ask them to pray for you. I've always said this, and remember it, when you have a petition, before you pray for it, go to the Lord and say, how do you want me to pray? This is what I think I need. This is what I want. This is what I would like. If it's not wrong, would you help me to acquire it? Whatever it may be, ask him. Go to God. Go to your family in heaven who await you. Ask them to help you, to walk with you, to pray with you, that you might attain eternal glory forever. God bless you. To order my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, call 1-800-282-4789 or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, where you can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.